KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A trio linked to kidnapping and extortion in Verulam in the north of Durban is expected to appear in the local court on Monday. The suspects were arrested on Wednesday in a joint operation between the Hawks, Durban Metro Police and a local security company. The victim was allegedly lured to Rosemary Drive last week under the pretense of a job offer. KZN Hawks spokesperson Sibu Ngani says the man was then held captive at gunpoint and assaulted.
The ruthless suspects demanded a ransom of 120,000 and proceeded to call the victim's wife to extort money from her. They also stole the victim's bank card and withdrew money from his account. The kidnappers discovered that the victim's bank card did not contain the expected amount of money. They said that to release him, the suspects were apprehended at their residence in Verulam and charged with kidnapping, extortion and related offences.
The Hillcrest AIDS Centre Trust says the growing need to be self-sustaining is behind their latest initiative to help keep their doors open.
The reality is, since COVID, 15 hospices have closed down with the extreme cuts now to global HIV and AIDS funding. The necessity to keep our services open and available, particularly with local contextualized response, is really essential.
CEO Candace Smallman says they opened a thrift shop, Itemba's Closet, at their headquarters on Old Main Road on World AIDS Day in December. They're holding their fourth sale today, with the campus open until 7 p.m. for late shopping. The trust has worked in the response to HIV, particularly in the west of Durban, for the last 35 years. The U.S.'s latest cuts to aid, particularly in the form of the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, has led to significant reductions in both program funding and personnel support at the trust. Mormon says the organization was in the process of securing a new PEPFAR-related grant, which is no longer available. She says it threatens efforts to expand vital HIV prevention, AIDS care, and adherence support for youth living with HIV. The proceeds of the shop will support the organization's hospice and palliative care, as well as other programs.
That's a 24-bed inpatient unit where patients receive 24-hour nursing care for late-stage AIDS and cancer. That has really been put at risk. And so Itemba's Closet, offering unconditional love and hope, is our mission. And so the Hope's Closet is really trying to keep our doors open for those most vulnerable.
And the World Health Organization says it's getting medical supplies ready in response to the powerful earthquake in Myanmar. The 7.7 magnitude quake hit central Myanmar earlier today. Casualty numbers have yet to emerge, but it's thought they could be on a large scale. In neighboring Thailand, at least three workers have been killed after a 30-story tower that was under construction collapsed in Bangkok after the tremor. Officials say 81 people are trapped in the rubble. Meanwhile, Myanmar's ruling junta has made a rare request for international humanitarian aid as well as blood donations and declared a state of emergency across six regions. Durban 28 tomorrow, Richards Bay 31, Pietermaritzburg 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Royal Challengers Bangalore 129-3 in the first innings against the Chennai Super Kings. Pep Guardiola says that the charges hanging over the club aren't influencing their on-field performances, and the Blitzborker have a mixed day on day one at the Hong Kong Sevens.